This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A number of independent record labels want to sever their ties with the Recording Industry Association of America. Problem is, they never became members of the association in the first place. The record labels say they were wrongly listed as members on the RIAA website. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
Erin Kelly Burkett started Fat Records in the late 1980s with her husband, Fat Mike, the bass player and singer for punk band NoFX. Kelly Burkett says the San Francisco-based label never joined the Recording Industry Association of America, so she was surprised to find out from an online news group that her label was listed as a member on the lobbying group's website.
And I said, "What are they talking about? No, we're not." And I went, "Are you kidding me? How did this happen?"
Kelly Burkett says this was bad press for a punk label that prides itself on being independent from the mainstream record industry. So she tried to get Fat Records removed from the list. She says she wrote letters to the RIAA, left phone messages. For months, says Kelly Burkett, she heard nothing.
Basically, the only way that we could get ourselves removed from that site was to threaten to sue them, which I don't even believe in. I wanted my name off the site, and it really took us saying to them, you know, this is defamation of character, this is copyright infringement, which is what supposedly you guys are all against right now, and basically that's what you're doing to me.
Kelly Burkett says it took 2 years to get her label's name removed from the website, and Fat Records is not alone.
Hey, John, do you know where the Pentagram CDs are?
Matt Jacobson runs two independent labels in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. Relapse Records and Release Entertainment feature ambient electronica and metal. Jacobson says he called the RIAA for months, trying to get his labels off the site, and never heard back.
It's a simple principle. I don't think that they should include labels that are not members, period.
The issue took on a new urgency last summer, he says, when the major labels launched a campaign of copyright infringement lawsuits aimed at people who swap music files online.
Someone could say it's an honest mistake, and it's possible, but being that we're not the only label faced with this, I almost feel that the RIAA has deliberately tried to make it look like more of the industry supports them and their actions than what is really the case.
The Recording Industry Association of America would not comment on the record for this story. The organization lists roughly 1,000 labels on its website, though it won't say how many of those are actual dues-paying members. Some are independent labels, some are major labels, and some are their affiliates. Josh Burnoff, an industry analyst at Forrester Research, says it makes sense for the RIAA to list as many labels as possible. Burnoff says the lobbying group can only benefit from the perception that it represents everyone in the industry. The problem, he says, is that sometimes major labels and independents have divergent interests.
The RIAA may be at a crossroads here where it either attempts to represent the interests of all labels or they decide to focus on the interests of the majors.
It's obvious that the RIAA represents the major labels, says Matt Jacobson. The independent label owner says he has no interest in joining, and he thinks the recent spate of lawsuits against file sharers has been counterproductive. But he agrees with the major label's hardline stance against file sharing.
It's easy to make the RIAA and the people backing the lawsuits look like big villains. At the same time, I can see the reason they're doing it, and they're trying to set an example and say, hey, it's not okay for you to do this.
The major record labels say their sales have declined each of the last 4 years, and they say file sharing is a big reason why. This may be the largest difference between the majors and indies. While the major labels have everything to lose from unauthorized file sharing, says analyst Josh Burnoff, independents can sometimes benefit from it.
In many cases, independent labels are actually aided by the publicity that comes from sampling on these file sharing networks. I mean, Madonna can only lose sales to file sharing, but if it's some unknown band in Philadelphia, that band may actually make people aware of what they're producing.
Mention file sharing to Erin Kelly Burkett of Fat Records, and she'll tell you she has mixed feelings. She says her sales are down over the last 3 years, especially for older material. And Kelly Burkett thinks file sharing is part of the reason. But she says sales of her newest bands are still brisk. And that, too, may have something to do with file sharing.
In our particular scene, we have a lot of music fanatics that really are passionate about the music that they listen to. So they might actually hear something, you know, that was a file sharing or a download that they want to go out and get the whole package. I definitely have mixed feelings about it because I would like my bands to be able to still make a living.
Kelly Burkett says she does have to be sensitive to her fans. After all, they're the ones who let her know she was listed on the Recording Industry Association of America's website in the first place. This month, the RIAA took Relapse Records and Release Entertainment off its member list. A spokesman says any label that wants the same should simply call. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.